speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
The Sky News Centre at 4. Sir Keir Starmer's premiership could be plunged into crisis after Wes Streeting quit as Health Secretary. He hasn't announced a bid for the top job, but is urging the Prime Minister to allow him the best possible candidates to run to replace him. Mr Streeting says it's clear the PM won't lead Labour into the next election. Education Secretary Bridget Phillipson says Sir Keir has her full support.
I'm really sorry to see Wes go. He has been a brilliant Health Secretary, but I fundamentally disagree with the position he's taken. I'm sad that he's gone, but I think this is now a chance for us to pause, take a breath as a party, and try and draw a line under all of this.
Earlier, Angela Rayner said she'd been cleared of any wrongdoing over her tax affairs, which could mean she'd be able to join a leadership race. But the Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, is warning her colleagues against a battle for number 10, saying it will put economic growth at risk. An imam who raped and sexually assaulted women and girls as young as 12 has been jailed for life. Abdul Halim Khan from East London must serve at least 20 years in prison. Spaghetti House is shutting all of its restaurants with the loss of over 100 jobs. The London-based Italian chain is blaming higher costs since the pandemic and Brexit. The King has visited North London to show solidarity with the area's Jewish community after several anti-Semitic incidents. Hundreds of people came out on the streets of Golders Green to greet him, and Charles shook hands with well-wishers.
We really appreciate your presence here.
It's a dangerous world.
What happened in Golders Green was horrific. Look at all the British flags. We welcome you. You're always welcome.
We love the King. We love the King's family.
Good afternoon. Many, many thanks.
An independent disciplinary hearing into allegations Southampton spied on a Middlesbrough training session will be held by next Tuesday. The English Football League says the Championship playoff final will go ahead as scheduled a week on Saturday. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
A serving police officer based at Aylesbury Police Station has been fined over data protection breaches. PC Lily Maxey was found guilty on two counts of breaching data protection. The charges relate to two incidents in 2024, when Constable Maxey took photos on her mobile phone of police information about individuals of interest without any lawful policing purpose. She was off duty at the time of one of the incidents. PC Maxey has been fined £2,050 and is now subject to internal misconduct proceedings. Thames Valley Police announced they'll be using live facial recognition vans in Aylesbury's Market Square on Wednesday the 20th of May. The force uses the technology to try and prevent and detect crime by locating persons of interest. Vans have been deployed recently in Chesham and High Wycombe. They were last used in Aylesbury on the 13th of April.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Tonight could start with some showers, but it will turn drier around midnight with a minimum overnight low of 3 degrees. And Friday is more of the same, so cloudy, perhaps a little less rain than the last couple of days, but showers still possible, more likely in the afternoon. Maximum daytime temperature will be the same as today at 13 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2
Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Simon. You can tell it's the spring, can't you? It's like four seasons in one day. Welcome to Thursday's Drive Time. Rick Astley kicking things off. It's Together Forever.
Destiny calls.
Kite Radio. Real local radio.
That was White Flag. Before that, Rick Astley with Together Forever.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
You know, it really is amazing.
Judging it just right through the groove.
You know, it really is amazing.
So, Kit from Knight Rider has been a very naughty boy. He's picked up 5 speeding tickets in the last 4 years. The latest was in New York, where he racked up a $50 speeding ticket, despite being in a museum in Illinois. So there's somebody riding around America at the moment in a Trans Am with this registration at night, gradually racking up parking tickets and claiming it's Kit. That's a great way to get out of parking tickets, isn't it, really? Right, Van Morrison, this is The Bright Side of the Road, and you're 107.2. It's Red Kite Radio.
From the dark end of the street to the bright side of the road.
found the home of classic hits in Haddenham.
Red Kite Radio.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight are rolling by like thunder now as I look in your eyes. I hold on to your
track for Online Romance Day. Yes! 14th of May. It is Online Romance Day today. Romance Day. National Dance Like a Chicken Day as well. Hey, that's most days. On the way, Fascinating Facts, karaoke 10 minutes past 5. And we have a track on the way from the album Cosmic Things from 1990. Whose album was that? And what track was it? Find out in a sec.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
It's the time of year to make the most of your garden. And here at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're always here to help with expert advice. We've a huge range of seeds, plants and containers to suit all gardens. Not forgetting garden tools and accessories to keep it looking great. You can add a touch of class with our superb garden furniture range, outdoor lighting, decorations and brilliant barbecues. So come and see what's new at Haddenham Garden Centre. And while you're here, visit the farm shop with its deli and butcher's counter.
So much more than you bargain for.
Haddenham Garden Centre, family run for over 40 years.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
Girl dancing.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
The brand new single from Lizzo. It's Thursday evening, Red Kite Radio. There's a driver, I don't know if you've seen this, there's a driver in Hertfordshire that has just been fined £120 for having an unsecured load on the top of his vehicle. He had a football net on the top of this car. Not in bits. This was a fully assembled football goal on the top of his car. It's like, really? Seriously, it didn't even fit on the car. It was just kind of rocking. He didn't even have like a luggage rack. He just put this full-size goal on top of his car and was driving down the road with it. Strange enough, for some reason, I have no idea why, he got pulled over by the police. You said it could have caused a very dangerous collision. There you go, make sure you secure your loads properly and don't carry football nets like that. Madonna on Red Kite Radio. This is Dear Jesse.
Baby face, don't